I guess that would make a pretty good baseball.
Really good, I guess.
Any other ball games you play?
Well, over here, no, hardly, you know, just baseball.
Where would you play that here?
Sir?
Where would you play something like that?
Well, around the school, you know, they had a place over there before they built the school. There was a place over there where we played baseball.
Did you play any games like where you ran and hid from everyone? Did they try to come find you?
Yeah.
What would you call that kind of game?
I don't remember what they call it.
Would you call it anything like hide and go seek?
Hide and go seek, yeah. Hide and seek.
What do you call it in Spanish?
Esconderera, listen, they say in Spanish, esconderas. To hide.
What do you call the place you run to, you know, if you're playing that and someone starts to find you, you have to run to them before they get you, touch you? What do you call that place you run to?
You run to where they can touch you? We used to call it a barrera.
What would you call it in English?
In English.
Oh, that's fine. Do you ever play any games with your younger grandchildren that like you might do this?
No.
Or do you ever have any games where you would hide and jump out and scare somebody?
No, sir, no.
Like be behind the sofa or something?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the other day when I was riding that there was some sheep in this area, on the highway down here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
There's very few sheep around the part of the country.
There are some there?
No, very, very few.
What do people keep them for?
Meat, I guess.
Do they ever shear them for the...
Hardly, I don't think so. They before, you know, the people used to keep sheep just for the wool, you know. They make those comforts that we were talking about.
But they don't do that anymore?
No, not that.
What do you call the male and the female of this?
The sheep. The ooh and the... I'm not very familiar with those words. You know.
What do you call the male in Spanish then?
In Spanish? They call them just borrego. It means a male, and borrega, you know, it means a female.
Would you call them anything like the ram or the buck?
Well, yes, that's the correct
male
words
sheep.
In English. Yeah.
Which is?
The ram and a buck. You know.
What about hogs? Did you ever keep them? Does anybody around here?
No, they don't raise hogs around here. I guess people, you know, they make. Have one or two once in a while, but not as a business, you know, like cattle or anything else.
That's interesting. Where would they keep them around here?
The hogs? Well, I don't see any more, you know. Before, they used to keep them in backyard.
That's
a long time ago, yeah.
Where would they, what would they keep them in?
In a pen, you know.
Would the pen have a shelter on it or over it?
I guess, yes. Yeah.
What would they call the male and the female of this?
I don't know what's in Spanish, but again, the English word doesn't come to my mind, you know.
That's fine, though. Would you call them what's a boar?
A boar is a male hog.
Well, what's a barrel?
A what?
A barrel?
I guess it's female.